Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, I don't care what you're doing, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, that includes the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the bulk mail drivers for the United States Postal Service, Felix and the gang, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel to the petroleum gasoline stations, so we've got gas to get to work. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, from FoundersCo.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Now, we haven't said a lot until now, and I will get into this about the shootings, especially the one in Buffalo, New York. I've got relatives up there. I still got friends that live there, and I'm very familiar with the area of Buffalo where this happened. It is a black section of Buffalo, and they say that this is racist because this kid went over there, had some sort of paper that he put online that said he was going to kill all the black people he ran into. And unfortunately, one of the people he killed was one of the good guys, a former Buffalo police officer who was now a security guard who was armed, as well he would be. And, of course, he did not realize, I guess, that he was running into an assailant that was wearing body armor. And he opened up. He hit the body armor all right, but the other guy just blew him away. I understood he hit him three or four times with the shots he fired and killed him, and there was a total of 10 people that were killed. But what the hell went on this weekend? I mean, my God, 21 people wounded in Milwaukee. You got the church in Laguna Hills, California, where the people stepped up and bum-rushed the assailant when he was trying to reload, and they got him under control. And then you got a couple of other things that happened. I mean, my God, did the country go nuts over the weekend?
Appears to be the case. This Buffalo shooter, you know, he drove about 3 hours to get to Buffalo from his hometown of Conklin. And he had this 180-page manifesto that he had published online, and then he actually had a live feed on Twitch and maybe Facebook, but it wasn't that he didn't like black people. He also didn't like Jews. So one thing that's being kind of left out on this is that last year he was sent for a mental evaluation.
Yeah.
So I don't know who sent him. I don't know all the details on that. But I will tell you then, if that's the case, then officials knew about him last year.
Yep.
So I think what I'm real concerned about here is I just mentioned talking about the gasoline inflation, about the misery index. I don't think that we realize how much of a misery index is and how bad misery is, mm-hmm. and despair and anger really is out there for various reasons. People that, you know, felt like they've been detached from the world.
Yep.
Because of all things COVID, people that have lost their businesses, landlords that, you know, are behind because their tenants weren't paying rent. There's fraud. There's inflation itself. There's protests. I mean, what's going on in the school systems. We're in a bad way, and I don't think that people are, you know, critical race theory is setting up failing relationships between children and their parents.
Mm-hmm.
The children are blaming the parents. We're just in a very bad way, and I'm not giving anybody a break. I'm just saying that nobody is understanding or really, you know, thinking about enough how desperate people are around the country.
Well, they seem to be afraid, especially when you start talking about schools. They seem to be afraid to do anything.
Well, look what happens. You get doxxed. You get canceled. You get eliminated. You get protested. You get bullied. So it's... Where are you supposed to go? Well, you just kind of stay out of it and just kind of go on your own little life. And so it's almost impossible just to stand up and do the right thing.
Well, to the people that are doing the bullying and all that sort of stuff, I'll address them right now. You just cost 10 people their lives if that's mm-hmm. what happened here. Mm-hmm. Terrible. Just a terrible thing. And again, you know, I had somebody say, well, we got to get in. We got to get the guns. It's not the guns. It's the damn people. You got to vet these people closer. This kid never should have been able to buy a gun. Jeez.
Well, we don't know where it came from.
No, so. No, we don't, but we think we do. And I'll get into that when we come back. So hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more. Caller, hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Monday morning, and we are broadcasting live all across America.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise, right?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, and we appreciate her doing that for us. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at Geico, and Geico is an insurance company that's been saving people money for over 85 years, and they're now the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Now, by the way, that includes over 25 million drivers, and I happen to be one of them, so thank you very much. Now, your local GEICO office or the GEICO website, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, starting with the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They can also give you coverage on your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And they'll help you with your homeowners or renter's insurance or condo insurance policy, too, because what happens when you put that in there and bundle everything together with your homeowners, your renter's, or your condo insurance, you'll save a boatload of money. That's what it's all about. That's why they call it a bundle. So go to Geico, GEICO.com, or contact your local Geico agent and get it started today. See how much money you can save. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have Mike in Clearwater on the line, so let me go over and pick up Mike. Okay, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure to speak to you, ma'am. Two things. You know, the liberals will say, oh, we got to get rid of the guns. The guns is causing all this mayhem. Well, if I'm not mistaken, Chicago and New York City, two of the most liberal places there is, has pretty much the strictest gun laws in the nation. But, oh, my goodness, aren't people getting killed by the – don't they have the highest amount of gun crime? So you're never going to get rid of – you know, if somebody wants a gun bad enough, unfortunately, they're going to get a hold of one, even if it means illegally going on the street corner and getting it. That's point number one. And then point number two, Denise – I'm all for supporting the Ukrainians, sending them whatever they need. Mm-hmm. But I'm reminded of like a kid who wins the lottery, right? As long as he's got all that money, he's going to have all these friends that come around him. But as soon as that money dries up or is gone, nobody's going to want to have anything to do with him. So we send all this money. Are any of these other countries, you know, sending them money to help them get what they need? You know, why is it always us that has to be the world's policeman? And why is it always us that has to send all the money while the so-called allies don't hardly do anything or send just a small little pittance? Because some of these countries can afford it, but they still seem like they don't send it. So what do you have to say, Denise? Thank you.
All right. Well, hold off on that one, Denise, because you and I are going to get involved in a long conversation about the money and about the Ukraine. So do you want to address the first part of it?
As far as weapons go, look, we don't have a clue on how many illegal weapons are out there. We have no clue. But put that aside. It takes a deranged person to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
The weapon isn't going off by itself. It cannot do that. So I mentioned earlier about the misery index. You know, these people that want to use a weapon, whatever it may be, but in this case it's, you know, a firearm, they're miserable. And, you know, we can go back to the whole debate on red flag laws and whatnot, but, you know, in the case of this Buffalo shooter, I think whatever text was in New York's law maybe needs to be reexamined, or was it followed?
Mm-hmm.
As far as Ukraine, I'm for supporting them, for sure. However, it doesn't mean it's got to come from us, the taxpayer. I've long said that that Putin has this network of oligarchs, which is a financial network of oligarchs, and that their money, whatever has been frozen, their assets and whatnot, that should be supporting Ukraine. We haven't even gone through the piece on the lend-lease program of the weapons that we're sending to Ukraine.
Nope.
But the House did pass the $39 billion, and the bill went over to the Senate.
It'll be voted on Wednesday, I've been told.
Rand Paul stopped it from unanimous consent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. And the reason he stopped it is because he wants an inspector general assigned to it, which there should be. I think it ought to be a matter of procedure that anything starts at $1 billion and goes up from there. Everything should have a inspector general. Now, and some of that's mostly because of the corrupt reputation that Ukraine had and could, in fact, still have. But I think that Zelensky was working diligently to clean up a lot of that, especially because he wanted to be a member of NATO. Mm-hmm. And that was the reason that that Ukraine had not been a member of NATO, is because of the corruption.
Mm-hmm.
But we are the world's police, and I think that we necessarily have to be, although I see Britain really stepping up in a big way under Boris Johnson. But nobody else is going to do it. And we can say, well, we don't care about the rest of the world. We need to work on things right here at home. Well, we can do both, ladies and gentlemen. We can absolutely do both. But this is what happens when the equilibrium of the globe collapses. Remember under Trump, he took out two of the worst terrorists that we have.
Yep.
After bin Laden. Now, we could have left it up to somebody else, but there wasn't a somebody else. So that just kind of tells you that, you know, we have to have these relationships. I don't like it either, but it is that is the dynamic of all of this. You know, we have we rely on other countries for certain things, and they rely on us for certain things. So there is an equilibrium that needs to happen. But under this administration, the Biden administration, at least under Trump, he was trying to bring things back to the United States. This administration is undoing every bit of that.
Okay, let's drift on over to the phone. One more call here. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question?
Oh, yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kat. Speaking in regards to misery index, how much anger does this Trump regime, illegitimate regime, think that the American people are going to take in regards to turning our sovereignty over to the World Health Organization? You have this criminal, Tedros, who is backed by the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
So we're just, you know, that is just going to play right into their hands if this thing happens to go through. And I think you're going to see a lot of violence in the street in regards to resistance. That is BS, that this illegitimate criminal that sits in the Oval Office that should be removed at yesterday is going to have to face in regards to the disdain that we all are going to have to exhibit for their
Let me.
I would just like your opinion. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Denise. I've only got about a minute.
Mel, I wish there were a lot of more Mels out there. Look, people are pretty indifferent. The people that are very involved in things and the people like you that want to clean up the mess and protect sovereignty and whatnot, I would say are less than, 10% of the population. We've given up sovereignty in almost everything. I mean, we've essentially nationalized our oil companies because of what the government is doing with permits and regulations and all of that. We've nationalized education, but we've also nationalized and turned it over to other countries, especially China, when it comes to the survivability and the thrivability of the United States because of the things that we rely on other countries for. And I have long since argued that the one thing that could soon collapse much worse than it is our entire medical industry, because 95% of our drugs, over-the-counter and prescription ingredients, come from China.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that into itself, right there, let's just take one. Insulin. So we better get our act together, and this administration couldn't care less.
All right, to be concluded, tomato. Have yourself a great day. We'll talk to you then. Okay. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, from FoundersCode.com. And more with her again tomato. In the meantime, we're going to break. I'll be right back.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
10 people are dead and 3 others injured following a shooting in a Buffalo, New York supermarket on Saturday. The FBI is investigating the attack as a racially motivated hate crime. Sheriff of Erie County John Garcia saying he wants to highlight law enforcement's quick response.
The bravery by the Buffalo police officers to engage an individual
with a vest, an assault rifle, with handguns. I can just not say enough about their actions.
The 18-year-old suspect was arraigned on first-degree murder charges. He pled not guilty. His next court appearance is set for Thursday. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Goldman Sachs senior chairman Lloyd Blankenfein suggested consumers and businesses should get ready for a recession just in case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You bet it is. This Monday morning, the first edition of the Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. You can find them online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. Find out all about them, and they're going to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the best part about the National Aviation Academy is the people and the instructors that are there, the people that work with you to help you get through the program so that you can come out and become a certified aviation maintenance technician and jump into the money train and make all that big money that's going to be available there for you. Now, I will tell you that if you go online to NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, check it out. The very next step you want to make is to pick one of their two campuses to go visit. Either Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Or in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Either case, you call them by going to 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080.
1-800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour. Now, what you'll get is an opportunity to talk to students, an opportunity to talk to instructors, and an opportunity to talk to the people that handle the college loan financing, which includes, by the way, your GI Bill for those of you that are veterans, because, of course, they accept the GI Bill there. And, of course, if you have come out of the military since the attacks of 2001, obviously, if you haven't used your educational benefits, you'll have them all there to use, which means everything that you need to have will be paid for. And that's a good thing. Now, some of you who have used your benefits before, you may not have all of them, you may have some of them. In either case, they can find out for you and they can tell you what you can do. And if you need to get a basic student loan, they can do that too. It's all part of the deal. It's all part of the package, if you will. So again, the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu. The phone number, 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. You'll be glad you did. It's a tremendous opportunity, and these things don't happen every day. Well, I'm going to start with Britain and the military intelligence people who released a story yesterday, gave out some information, and said that they believe Russia has probably lost around a third of their ground forces that it deployed to the Ukraine and its offense in the Donbas region. Now, they go on to say that they believe this third of the force is KIA and wounded, taken off the battlefield, as well as a lot of equipment destroyed. And I mean a lot of equipment. Now, Russia is unlikely to dramatically accelerate their rate of advance over the next 30 days under any circumstances, because their troops are having a little problem trying to fight and regroup themselves, and it's just not the Russian army that we know of in the past that was supposed to be so rough and so tough and so, you know, mean and rotten and nasty. There are certain elements of them that are, but not all of them. So the front lines in Ukraine have shifted again, as many Russian forces have pulled back into Russia out of Ukraine. And in the Donbas region, Ukraine's military has waged a counteroffensive near the strategic Russian-held city of Izium. And it appears that in the northeastern city of Kharkiv, the Russian forces there have been driven out of the city, and they are headed back into Russia to regroup. Now, this is good news. Other good news that happened over the weekend was Finland has announced that they are ready to become a Finnish, how do you like that? A Finnish NATO power. They're going to be voting today, their parliament, to decide whether or not that's going to be yay or nay on that, but apparently it looks like it's going to be a yes vote to join NATO, and then they're going to be expedited in. Sweden is the next one. And Sweden, of course, is also saying that they're going to join. And I don't doubt for a second that they're not. But these smaller countries, what this does is this gives Russia a little bit of a problem. That problem would be 800 miles of two countries' borders with Russia, NATO powers coming under the NATO blanket. If Russia messed with them, NATO would mess back. And they don't want any part of NATO. Now, the Navy, according to Admiral Gilday, the chairman of the chairman of the Navy, commanding chief naval officer, The Navy is unprepared to fight in two conflicts at once with the current fleet size. Should Russia and China launch competing world conflicts, the Navy is just absolutely unprepared to fight two wars in separate regions without additional ships. This came from Admiral Gilday. In addition, new mobile charging stations for the electric vehicles that are around in the military now. New mobile charging stations have arisen and are being installed in some bases around Europe, as well as the United States. But it's still not enough for the vehicles that they want to get. And Jeff was asking the question here, I wonder if the old Russian military was ever the threat that we always feared. Maybe. Maybe. I know they were in Vietnam. Yes, they were. As advisors, teaching them the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong how to use some of that equipment that they got, that they were using from the Russians. And, of course, they've been elsewhere. They've been, let's see, where did we go down there in the... down there in the center, down in the, yeah, down south of the border, South America or something. That I can't think of where it was, where we Ronald Reagan went in and kicked butt, and the Cubans were in there. Well, the Russians were there too, only they got out first. But they're in Cuba. The Russians are in Cuba. They have a satellite base of sorts there too. By the way, did you hear about the Air Force's E-4B Nightwatch Doomsday plane? Quite the piece of work. Now, they use that plane during a national security situation, like a natural disaster, or if we had a nuclear war, that would be up there as a communications aircraft, if you will. So, just another device that we use. By the way, a Navy vessel sank under unclear circumstances at an undisclosed location while testing out some sort of secretive technology last December. And that's about all the Sea Service will say about the subject. This is a secret boat that the Navy had been putting together. And it's sunk, gone, at the bottom of the sea. So whatever happened there, we may know, we may not know. All right, I am coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and we are going to talk about gas, and we're going to talk about stocks, and we're probably going to talk a little bit about Ukraine, probably talk about Buffalo, because Chris has friends up there, too. But I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on a Monday morning.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Okie dokie, and you have found it. That's Jeff and Sarasota, who was with us on Saturday at the gun show down there at Robarts Arena. And thanks to all the people that showed up, and we appreciate you. And had a lot of great listeners, a lot of great comments, people walking up to us. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss. It's spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Acura. Now, if you haven't test-driven the MDX, the flagship MDX Sport Utility yet, you need to go do it. What a ride that is. Wow. And I remember, and it wasn't much of anything, but now it's like driving one of a big, fancy-dancy cars because the RDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Now, what really makes it super and special is because Moss Care comes with it. That means free oil changes, free tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and it gets better yet. All those who've served our country, they have the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans and first responders located right there, oh, and church pastors too, and they're located right there on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, the watchdog on Wall Street is here, fresh from his weekend visit to most of these radio stations you're listening to us on right now, and that would be Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I heard some of your program this weekend driving back and forth to Sarasota, but I didn't hear all of it. But what I heard was really interesting. And, of course, you were talking about inflation and all that good sort of stuff. And I'm going to talk about it a little different way. Have you seen the wholesale price of gasoline coming out of the refinery? Have you seen the price?
Yeah, it's almost at the point in time where I don't even look anymore because it's just, you know, you're not really going to get much good news. There's not going to be much of a reprieve. And, you know, the only thing that I could see really helping is that You know, that just, you know, they, you get an automatic sell off and put mine when, if something good happens and Russia leaves Ukraine. At this point in time, it's really good, to be a member of the Saudi royal family. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah. And I will say this. I never thought I would see wholesale prices of gasoline at $4 a gallon coming out of the refinery. We're very close.
Well, you know, Aramco, which is the Saudi oil company that went public, it's now more valuable than Apple.
Yep.
And that's, you know, that's, again, this is, you know, so we did this. You know, they just did this to ourselves. They were going backwards. They were on their heels. So, you know, now they're back. I mean, the Saudi royal family's killing it right now. That's for sure.
Yep. And, we know who helped kill it with them. And that's, Jersey Joe Biden, even though he's not from Jersey. I'm sure the people in Jersey are going to upset about that.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, it's just, and again, it's one stupid thing after another stupid thing.
Well, okay, we'll try to make some sense out of this a little bit. Buffalo, New York, you know the area.
Not that well. I mean, I don't know that far out west in New York. I mean, my knowledge kind of, you know, starts receding once you get to around the Finger Lakes and Rochester area, so I'm not too familiar with that
well,
far.
I am familiar with it. I did a lot of fire training in the area. We did a lot of interchanging with the departments back and forth and all that stuff. And this young man who apparently drove 100 miles, 18-year-old man, who drove 100 miles to go get dressed up in body armor and a helmet and all that stuff with a camera, and then broadcast what he was doing on internet. I think it was Facebook was one of the ones, and the other one Denise told me was Twitch. I'm not familiar with who that is, but that's
where... the Secret Service. That they're the ones that you know when he was actually, you know, streaming the horrific event. I mean, they took it down right away once they realized it. But it's like a streaming service, live streaming service, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's a police officer who was retired. A retired Buffalo police officer who was a security guard there. He was not wearing body armor. The assailant was. He had full body armor on, full helmet, the whole nine yards. He had the arm pads, the leg pads, the whole nine yards. So if he took shots, he wasn't necessarily going to get hit. And the officer hit him apparently in the midsection, which is where you would try to shoot for the larger part of the body. And it didn't happen. He didn't put him down, and the kid just turned around and put four in the cop, and that ended that right there, unfortunately. But it could have been a lot worse. It was bad enough because the kid gave up. Nobody knows why, but the kid gave up after he did the first round of shooting. He took off his body armor, and he put his hands up in the air and walked out the front door because the cops were over there waiting on him.
Yeah, I for the life of me, he's 18 years old. He's got. I don't know where the parents are in a situation like this. They're, you know, every warning sign that they, you know, and it's kind of like going back and taking a look at, you know, the lead up to 9/11. I mean, every warning sign was there. Everything was laid out right in front that this person obviously has issues, a problem, and you know, again, ignored. Very similar to what down in Florida. As well. You know, it's one thing after another where you just see people dropping the ball.
He wrote 180 pages of a manifesto dating back 2 years explaining all the stuff he was going to do. He hated blacks and he hated Jews.
Yeah, and again, it's obviously somebody that should have been on the radar and, you know, paid, you know, don't see him as, you know, trying to hit somebody.
And the school says that they did give him a mental evaluation. And why that didn't show up, I have no idea.
I don't know. They had a similar situation when Parkland, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
You know, it's just, you know, the letting these things slip through the cracks.
Now, we're going to move on because I don't want to dwell on that. It's bad enough that we have to talk about it. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, otherwise now known as the big old Secretary of Transportation, and I don't know what he's doing in baby formula, but he's saying the baby formula shortage has the attention of the highest levels in the administration. Boy, that's got my attention, huh?
Hey, it's got to get your attention, but, you know, nothing's going to be done. I mean, that's great. We're glad that you see it, but, again, it's again, more problems of our own doing in regards to supply chain issues. I mean, again, some of the things you kind of take for granted, like you see the United States of America, you wouldn't think that this should be a problem here. You know, that there might be some more sourcing that was involved. And if you're going to, you know, take, you know, a plant offline, you might want to have something that's there to replace it. You pull your hair out with this stuff and then you think that there's actual adults, in charge, but they're not, you know, they're career politicians that have never done anything, built or created anything in their lives. And, you know, I just would recommend to your listeners, you know, you go to these, you know, various different rallies, political parties, start looking at people's resumes. Don't look at whether or not they're an elephant or a donkey.
Right.
Take a look if they've actually done something, built something, created something, actually had a real job.
Right.
I'm not talking to a lawyer coming right out of college and then going to work for some politician somewhere. That those are the people that you want in positions of power.
Yes.
People that have done it.
And do a little research and find out what political party they might have been with, say, 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, with the switch. And I don't
Jeez.
Know. I don't concern myself with that. I just want to see, you know, what have you done? You know, if I was going to hire, if I was going to hire you for my business, okay, based upon what? I'm not going to hire you if you've never had a real job, if you've you have done nothing but, you know, spent times, you know, talking, you know, community organizing crap. And I want people to have actually done something.
Well, Mr. Watchdog, I got something for you to do. You ready?
Okay.
The COVID-19 pandemic unemployment benefits wound up being a magnet for fraud and waste to the tune of $163 billion of pandemic unemployment benefits that have been lost, and they have no record of where they went or who got them. That's really something.
The number keeps changing, and it was obvious. They didn't give a darn. They were not concerned. They were just concerned about getting money out the door.
Right.
And they didn't concern themselves with that. That was a decision that they made. Again, this is another failure of government. You're not being able to know which person is which. You've got, you know, databases in certain states that helped get this stuff out the door. They're using arcane computer systems from the 1950s. It's pathetic.
Yep. Well, here comes the music in my ear. I will let you go, and we will talk tomorrow. And I'm sure by then, the stock market will be up 10,000 points, right? All right. You have a great day, my friend.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. I'm coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, will be with me right after these messages at the top of the hour, too.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.